Hey, do you want to know how to just like make yourself exhausted? Like if you're ever struggling with sleep and you just feel really tired, well, if you happen to be pregnant, this will be really helpful. All you have to do is just go to a place called the Cheesecake Factory and just eat all the food you can. And then honestly, you'll just close your eyes and you will lay your head on the table at the Cheesecake Factory and you'll probably just start to fall asleep. And that's what I did, guys. And no regrets. Honestly, no regrets. So yeah, that's how to fall asleep completely. Like, you know, tire yourself out if you're tired ever, but you can't actually fall asleep. Those are the steps to take. And I just want to say you're welcome for that incredible advice. What's up, guys? Jamie Grace here. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. We are doing a Sunday series on the book of Proverbs. It is the book of wisdom, and it is much deeper and more significant and more beautiful than my ridiculous wisdom of sleeping at the Cheesecake Factory. But I'm really excited about this book, as you guys know, if you've listened to any episodes, because I keep saying that I'm so excited. And this week we're digging into chapter 8, Proverbs 8. We're going to read through it, and then we're going to chat about it a little bit. And as you guys know, if you have any thoughts, concerns, prayers, anything that you've got on the stuff, you can always DM me at Jamie Grace H. The easiest way to get a hold of me is to tweet me at Jamie Grace H. But obviously, sometimes you might want to share something that you don't want your name attached to it, and that's totally understandable and okay. So you can hit me up that way, or you can email my team@jamiegrace.com. But I do try to read my Instagram DMs as much as possible, and I appreciate that you guys trust me with your stories, and I'm honored to connect with you in that way. Okay, so let's jump into Proverbs 8. The title here in this Bible that I'm using is called, it says, The Excellence of Wisdom, which is just like, oof, I just love that phrase. Like, that sounds really cool. Verse 1, does not wisdom cry out? Essentially, that's saying, like, doesn't wisdom cry out? Like, don't you hear it? Okay, sorry. I'm already doing my like, debriefing and my reactions, and I haven't even gotten past the first line. So, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things. And from the opening of my lips will come right things. From my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Her meaning wisdom. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. Sorry, I like my brain. I think I paused in really weird places. There are commas there. That's why I really hope that you guys read along sometimes, because my brain is like, we are going to speak how we want. Also, I just call my brain a we. There's only one brain. Well, left and right. Okay. Verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I have been established from everlasting. From the beginning, before there was ever an earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. Craftsman. Oh man, reading is hard. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. As with literally any passage in Proverbs, I mean the Bible, of course, but any passage in Proverbs, there, this is packed with richness, right? It's like we're going, we'll say chapter by chapter for the study, but we could almost go verse by verse in this study, or at least section by section, like, and I'm going to jump around a little bit verse wise, but like verse, let's see, verses, yeah, 22 to 31. I mean, that is like a 3-part sermon series in and of itself. You know, this is wisdom speaking, and their clarification is in verse 12, if you're seeking that. So, it says I, wisdom, and so those verses, like 22 to 31 especially, are saying how long wisdom has been around, how long wisdom has been relevant. You know, our culture is so much about relevancy, you know? It's so much about like, oh, how long has this artist been out? Or it's like if you, you know, want to write with a songwriter, it's like, oh, do they have any big hits, you know? Or if you want to, you know, be an actor in a movie, it's like, oh, well, do they have a lot of Instagram followers, you know? Almost everything in our culture now, especially for us like millennials and young adults in the context of social media and things like that, it's all about relevance. It's like, how relevant are you? If you look at your Instagram page where it says like view insights, that's a thing where you look and see what your insights are, how relevant you are to your followers. It's like not just how many people follow you, but how many people actually consider you relevant in the context of what you're posting. And that's because like, our culture is so infatuated with relevance, and in some respects, it's a good thing. But I love how wisdom is just like pretty much saying, like, look, I'm the OG of relevance. Like, I have been here before, you know, like before the mountains were settled. You know, when God was assigning the sea its limit, yeah, I was up in there. Like, wisdom is clarifying and acknowledging relevance, and I think that it's so prevalent, that so important rather, that we continue to invest into wisdom and seek wisdom diligently, as it says in verse 17. I love that word, diligently. I'll look up the actual definition. If I'm not mistaken, it just means like, I don't even know how to explain diligence. Just like with strong effort and commitment rather. So yeah, I just typed it in a way that shows care and conscientiousness in one's work or duty. So yeah, it's commitment, and really showing care and concern for what's going on. And so if we really seek diligently seek out wisdom, we are seeking out one of the most relevant things, the most relevant thing, because it helps us to really seek the heart of God, and it helps us to really seek who he is, and also further our relationship with him, and then further how we share about him with other people, and then how his greatness applies to our lives. And that's such a beautiful thing. You know, we talk a lot about in the study, we've talked a lot about making big decisions in life, and when big topics and when big conversations, you know, show up in life, whether it's with school or family or work or a relationship, it's like, oh, what decision, you know, do I need to make? And it's Verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. Now we're going to back up and dig through all those words really quick. But the one that I really liked is the word discretion, because, you know, have you ever watched a movie or a TV show? Maybe like it's like a medical show or something. And they say at the beginning, like, viewer discretion is advised. So they're basically saying that they want the viewer to make discretion, or to use discretion, I think is the proper way to say that. When watching, because, for example, if they show something in the show that has like a lot of blood in it, then that could obviously make a lot of people feel very uneasy. So they're saying viewer discretion is advised. We advise viewers to use discretion because this may or may not be suitable for all audiences. And so television is even able to say, use discretion. Discretion is a good thing. Don't, you know, don't just say yes to everything. Use wisdom. That's what even television is saying. And so in verse 12, when wisdom is saying, I find out discretion. So when we're in those moments of life where we're like, oh, should I take this job? Oh, should I keep dating him? Oh, should I say yes to that date? Or oh, should I, you know, spend time with those friends? Or oh, should I study this in college? Or should I transfer to that school? Or should I apply there? Should I leave this job? Should I, whatever those decisions are, like, this is literally saying, like, wisdom will guide you there. Like, wisdom has already before, like, I mean, literally before everything, you know, when God established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned the sea its limit, there I was beside him as a master craftsman. And so if wisdom has been relevant since all the way back then, and wisdom is still relevant now, and wisdom is saying, I'm able to provide discretion, you know, help you use discretion, like, why wouldn't we take advantage of that, right? Another word I just wanted to define, because I know that it might not be one that we use every day, is the word prudence. And prudence is me, I'm reading this definition, it means the quality of being prudent. Oh, so helpful. It also means cautiousness, but the word prudent in and of itself, without the prudence part. Sorry, I'm tired, guys. Prudent means acting with or showing care and thought for the future. So it means being cautious. And I think even in a way, it means being intentional. And so I, wisdom, dwell with cautiousness, and I find out knowledge and discretion. Oh my goodness. How cool would it be to live a life where you're able to be like cautious, but not cautious because you're afraid. Cautious because you have knowledge and you have discretion, and that's why you're being cautious. Man, that's powerful. Wisdom can do that for our lives. Speaking of fear, verse 13, we talked about this, I think in episode 1, maybe episode 2 as well. If you've ever been confused by the phrase, the fear of the Lord, I definitely would encourage you to go check out those first two episodes of this, the Proverbs series. But yeah, it says here, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I mean, it literally blatantly tells us what that means. And so, I love that so much, because when I was a little kid, as I mentioned in earlier episodes, I was like, the fear of the Lord, like, is God going to come get me? I was always, you know, I didn't understand that exactly, but as I've gotten older, I've gained more wisdom, if you will. And I've come to understand that. Another thing that I marked was in verse 14, where it says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. You know, I loved that so much. A friend of mine, and I'm going to shout her out, but I know she won't hear this. And if she did hear this, she would give me a hard time for mentioning her. She'd be like, why'd you do that? Like, oh my gosh, like, she's so modest. But my friend Melinda Doolittle, she's on the Instagrams as M Doolittle, if you want to follow her. She's really cool. But she recently did like this quick little thing on her Instagram story about counseling. And she was just saying, like, it's not bad to seek help. It's not bad to go out and get help. And that is like that Instagram story that she posted. I texted her about it when she posted it, and I talked to her about it in person. I saw her a week ago. And it stuck with me ever since she posted it, because even though I talk about counseling all the time publicly, and I go and I love it. And I love getting just ramble for an hour about all my emotions and then getting called out and where I need to fix things. I really love it. It's still something about when you surround yourself with people who are wiser than you, who have wisdom. Like for me, Melinda is one of those significant people in my life. And it's really, there's really something beautiful about that when they speak wisdom into your life, or when they just choose to speak wisdom from the platform that they've been given. And so I don't think that verse 14 is specifically saying Christian counseling is mine. Like, it's not what it's saying. It's saying counsel is mine. But with that, it's like, okay, let's do some life application. How is this applicable to our lives? Right. You know, we're not islands unto ourselves. You know, when we're going through things, or we're navigating through things, when you're trying to seek out wisdom and you're trying to get these big life questions answered, you may not get everything answered, you know, A through Z exactly perfectly how you wanted it, but seeking counsel is a part of wisdom. Seeking wise counsel is a part of wisdom. I said, well, yeah, okay. So yeah, so whether that's formal counseling or whether that's a pastor, a mentor, a parent, a teacher, seeking out that wise counsel is really smart. So I liked verse 14 for that a lot. I thought that was really great. And then the last thing that I'll mention was just at the beginning. I loved verse one. Just then, y'all know that because I interrupted myself from reading the second I started reading. But when it says, "Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice?" That reminds me so much of my mom. It reminds me so much of how a parent would speak to their child. It's like, you know, it's like the precursor to "I told you so." You know, it's like you need something. Like, we as humans, right? We need things if we're like, "Oh, my life is so hard." And then the Bible's like, "I'm sorry. Did you not realize I was trying to help you?" Like, and it's so good. Like, I'm not even offended or anything. I'm just like, man, you're so right. Like, you know, my husband Aaron and I, we went out for dinner tonight and we just had, like, it's a great conversation. I mean, it was just really good. And I was just telling him, just about how I can just overthink so many things. And I was just like, I'm trying to figure out this. And then I come read this and I'm just like, the first thing says, "Does not wisdom cry out?" But I read it as, "Jamie, Grace, Harper, Collins, have I not told you that I'm here for you? Have I not given you peace? Have I not told you that I'm the one seeking out knowledge and discretion on your behalf?" You know what I mean? Like, that's how I interpret it, as like, you're not supposed to be going crazy over these crazy decisions. You're supposed to be investing in the word of God and pouring into wisdom and begging for wisdom to pour into you and dropping at the feet of Jesus and leaving your stuff there. Like, that's the point of it all, right? I mean, if that's not the point of it, well, that is the point of it. But if it wasn't the point of it, then that, I mean, it would just seem pointless. But that is the point of it. It's like, we're not supposed to do it all by ourselves. And I love that verse 2 says, she, meaning wisdom, she takes her stand on the top of the high hill. You know, and in that, when I read that, I thought about how often we're going through stuff in our lives, like, where it can seem so monstrous, you know, the hill, the mountain, it can seem so high, like we're never going to climb it, like we're never going to reach it, like we're never going to get to the other side. And I love how wisdom's just like, "I'm on the highest hill." Like, it's like you think that trouble, that frustration, that fear, that anxiety, you think all that stuff that you're going through is the highest. And don't get me wrong, it's high. It's really high. It's a big mountain to climb. It's frustrating. It's complex. It's difficult. It's annoying. But don't forget that if you just look a little further, or to the left or the right, higher than your highest fear, higher than your highest disappointment, higher than your highest level of confusion, wisdom takes her stand at the top of the hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. You guys, this is so good. This is like, I'm just like looking here, reading through the entire chapter again in my head, because it's so what I needed. And it's just so powerful and good. And I love the book of Proverbs. I think it is crucial to go through, like, at least once a year, you know, start off the new year with it. Or if you're going through something, just kick off 31 days of Proverbs and just be blessed. Down to the old gospel song, I want you to be blessed. Don't live a life in distress. Just let go, let God, let God. Sorry. If anyone doesn't know, I promise I'm a professional singer. Like people pay to hear that. Isn't that crazy? I feel bad for those people. I need to go to bed. Man, thank you guys for listening to this. It's after 11, which is like, for me in current time, that is late. But thank you guys for listening. This study is transforming my heart and my life. And it's been an absolute privilege going through the book of Proverbs with you guys. I would love to know anybody that's listening along. Hit me up on the socials at Jamie Grace H on most of them. But where am I not Jamie Grace H? Oh, Snapchat. I haven't opened Snapchat in 37 years since I was negative however many ages. What? Okay. This was great. That passage took everything out of me emotionally and mentally, which is great. I'm fine. I can go to sleep. I feel at peace now reading that. It was great. But thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back next week for Proverbs chapter 9. If you really enjoy the book of Proverbs, please subscribe to this podcast. Every week there's a new episode. But if you like the book of Proverbs and you also like other stuff, tomorrow we're doing a recap of American Idol. Super random stuff. It's a weekend podcast, Friday to Sunday, and we just talk about real life stuff here. So excited to do that with you guys and really grateful that you guys let me do that. Be sure to subscribe, leave a couple stars, all of that stuff. I will talk to you guys later. Have a wonderful Sunday. Okay, bye.